quick reflection back on the league. Almost made the league final, almost got promotion. Did the league exceed your expectations of where you were at? I'm sure you were content with it, were you?
Listen, Ashin, you know, the start we had, you know, going on beating the first five, albeit we drew the first two, you know, and we great momentum, you know, so we did. And probably, while probably you didn't expect to be unbeaten five games into it, so you didn't. It would be tinged with a wee bit of regret and disappointment that we didn't finish the deal. More so the Armagh game, you know, which was round six. And, you know, at half-time in that game, we were only a point down playing with a strong breeze, and we just didn't come out in the second half. And look, Armagh showed good hunger, but look, you know, it's disappointing because it was a great opportunity to get to Division One. But overall, very happy with the performance levels, happy with the attitude of the players, and happy that they were playing against the quality of the opposition was standards and much better better preparation going into the Championship than it did this time last year.
Yeah, so what's that preparation been like then over the last 6 or 7 weeks as you get ready for Brewster?
Listen, it's been good, you know. We kind of talk about, it's 2 weeks off, and look, no more than in Donegal, there's new club games, but that's par for the course. We would feel that preparations went really well. You know, we've been honed in on Donegal from probably a long way out. The draw was made, and, you know, refreshing the memory was also final, and maybe, you know, while Donegal were very good on the day, we would feel we didn't do ourselves justice. A lot of us down to Donegal as well, but, you know, there's a huge levels of motivation there, and look, we've seen in the league game, it is easy for us to be very motivated by it, having, you know, maybe been spanked, you know, very comfortably in the Ulster final. So we've got to channel that all and try to get a big performance now on Sunday.
What do you like personnel-wise? Do you have a full set of players available for this one, or is there any worries in the camp?
We more or less do, actually. You know, the young lad, Larkin McStravick, who had done a cruise last year, he didn't play in the league. He was back, but he just picked up a niggle, and a fella, Tiernan Daly, we'd fall back. He would have been cover, but he's been out. But other than that, everybody really that played in the league and played, you know, major roles in the league are all fitting well, thank God, you know.
Well, if we go back over the last two games, Donegal won the Ulster title in the final. It was a different sort of game, style of game come the league, and Letterkenny, where Fermanagh took victory. Are we going to see another different type of game this time around, or is it going to be more of the same that everybody's talking about, that they know what Fermanagh is going to bring to the table, Rory?
Well, I suppose people thought Fermanagh would bring something in the Ulster final, you know, and we didn't bring it. We left down to Donegal, some of Donegal's good play as well. We'd be disappointed that we didn't compete on the basics in the Ulster final. You know, we didn't compete on kick-outs, we didn't get our hands on enough ball, we didn't defend well enough when we had to defend, we didn't go at them, you know, in the type of way that we'd like to go at them with the ball, you know. We know we don't play a conventional style of play with inside players where we kick a lot of ball to, you know, I think that's well documented. We play a game where we counter-attack from behind. Look, that's the style of play, Oisín, that suits us best, and it won't be too different from that template, and Donegal will be aware of that. But we feel that we have a few things that we've added during the league that we're going to have to bring and improve on, you know.
How big of a bonus is it that you have home advantage this time around?
When you're playing, Oisín, and you know, when the draw is made, you don't think home advantage is anything. But go back to my time with Donegal, you know, and, you know, between involved, you know, from 2011 and to 13 with Jim McGuinness, and, you know, myself then 15-67, and we got home draws in the 6 years and we won all the games, and then I got a home draw last year and we won that as well. Look, there's no doubt it is an advantage just purely from your use to the ground. Look, Brewster Park plays a very tight pitch as well. That's one thing that's different. I couldn't believe when I went back to it, you know, having not been around it much. It's a lot narrower than McCool Park, so that's a wee bit of a difference as well.
Is there another couple of big ones on this Fermanagh team, do you feel, off the back of the last 12 months?
Okay, absolutely. Oisín, you know, Jesus, you know, look, you know, we beat Armagh last year, who most people think are top 8, top 10 team. We beat Monaghan, who, you know, finished third in the league last year, a point outside of going to an Ireland final. We feel if we can really, really, you know, bring the absolute most out of ourselves, that we're capable of beating, you know, all, you know, the majority teams on any given day. But, you know, we know Donegal has, you know, a huge amount of talent, and an awful lot of young players, even since I was going. You know, Oisín Gallen, maybe he's not fit to play. You know, Niall O'Donnell's in as well. Sean Pattinson had his place in goals. The Jason McGee back. You know, the development then of a one band, Jamie Brennan, Kieran Thompson, Michael Langan. They're 2 years older than I worked with them. You know, and they're getting better. So we know the quality that have. They probably feel, you know, last year they'd be disappointed that, you know, in Division 1 going down and probably not beating Tyrone, that they have to push on to the next level. But they would see themselves as being well capable of beating Fermanagh at the same time, you know.
Overall, from a perspective of football in Fermanagh, what we've seen from the last 12 months, the championship last year, the league performance this year, is Fermanagh in 2019 in a better footballing position now than what they've been for a long, long time?
I think we're much better off, you know, than when I went in. I really can't comment about, you know, previous years, you know. You know, they went through a fairly barren spell there where they had a lot of joy in the Ulster Championship, with a couple of victories in that tournament. I think, you know, we're a hell of a lot better, a better team and panel than we were 12 months ago or 18 months ago when we really first went in. I mean, the players, you know, showing a huge commitment. But it's all very well, people talk about commitment, but you've got to maximise that time. You've got to, I think they've shown a huge ability to improve individually and collectively. And I feel that leaves us in a really good position. You know, I feel that it leaves us really, really strong going into the Ulster Championship.